Shabbos Perkei Zayin Mishnah Vav 17:6. More in Muktzah, we had said before that sticks and stones and the like are Muktzah Machmas Gufo, intrinsically Muktzah, because they have no use on Shabbos. Here we're going to consider what happens if you used something like sticks and stones as part of a kli, a part of some sort of utensil that's used on Shabbos. So the first case is Ha'even Shebekeiruya. If you have a stone that's inside a hollowed out, think like a pumpkin, think a pumpkin. So the hollowed out pumpkin serves as like a bucket to draw water from the well. The problem is that a hollowed out pumpkin shell will float. So you need to add some weight to the pumpkin shell so it falls to the bottom of the well so you can draw water out of it. And for that you're using the stone. Well, a stone is muktzah machmas gufo. So is it permitted to use this stone in the bucket? And the answer is going to be no, because stones are muktzah. However, if the stone were incorporated into the bucket such that it's a single kli, both stone and pumpkin shell, so then the stone now has been designated as a kli, it's not just a regular stone anymore, and stops being muktzah. So the test for that will be imimalin ba, if you can fill up this makeshift bucket made out of the pumpkin shell, ve'ena nofelas, and the rock won't fall out, meaning that the rock is firmly attached to the pumpkin shell, which means it's part of the pumpkin shell, and since it's incorporated as part of the pumpkin shell, the rock now has got a status of being a kli. So then, memalin ba, you may fill up the pumpkin shell with the rock inside of it, no problem, because the rock is not mukta, the rock is part of the, is a filling up device. Ve'im lav, but if the rock were sitting inside of the pumpkin shell but not attached to it, in memalin ba, you cannot fill the shell up with water. Now that's true regardless of the issue of the stone, meaning even if the stone gets removed or falls out or you shake it out, etc., not going to help. The reason why is because since the stone, which was muktzah, was inside atop the pumpkin shell, and the pumpkin shell was supporting it, the pumpkin shell gets the status of a basis ledavar asur. It's the platform, the basis, the base on which something which is muktzah rests. Now, when that happens, as far as I'm concerned, a basis is not another category of muktzah. It's just when something is already muktzah, one of the other categories, the three primary and three, you know, secondary categories, like I mentioned already, is sitting on top of something, being supported by something. That something is considered subordinate to what it's supporting under normal circumstances. And that being the case, the thing, the support, the basis, gets the same halachic status as a thing on top of it. Meaning, you have a rock. The rock is muktzah machmas gufo. It's sitting inside the pumpkin shell. The pumpkin shell, therefore, is not for use on Shabbos because it's holding a muktzah thing, and therefore it's subordinate to the rock, and therefore it's called a basis. It's a base to a davar asur, a muktzah rock, which means that the status of the shell is also muktzah for Shabbos by virtue of the fact that it's subordinate to the rock, and that's true whether or not the rock is still inside the shell or not. All that matters is whether the rock had been put intentionally inside the pumpkin shell from before Shabbos. Okay? So that's the basa story. Second of all, the Mishnah says, Zamora. If you have a Zamora, Zamora is like a vine. Think of like a grapevine. Okay? And you're going to use that essentially. Grapevines are kind of like something like, kind of like a stick, but a little more like pliable than a stick would be. In any case, using this vine as like a rope to attach the end of your bucket that you're filling up with water. So you have the Zamora, and since it's a rope made out of a vine of a tree, it has the status of being like another stick and stone. It's muktzah machmas gufo, unless again it's incorporated into the kli itself, in which case it gets the status of being a utensil, a kli. So if the Zamora shehi kashura betafiach, if the Zamora, that vine, is already attached from before Shabbos properly to the tafiach. Tafiach is like a watering bucket. So then it's a single kli, and of course, memalin baba Shabbos, you can use that combination of zamura vine plus tafiach, watering bucket, as a thing to fill up with water, and Shabbos, no problem. If the vine had not been attached properly and finally to the tafiach, the bucket, before Shabbos, then you cannot use the vine even on Shabbos. Now, the truth is, technically, making a temporary use of the vine onto the bucket would not be a necessarily a problem of kosher, etc., of tying. The problem is there's a separate din derabanan itself. We're afraid if the vine, which is working as a rope here, wasn't attached from before Shabbos, we're afraid you're going to find out that it's too long to work properly, and you'll end up cutting the vine. So it means you could attach the vine perhaps, but if you end up cutting it, you'll be cutting that rope down to size, you'll be making it like a makba potash, finishing the kli, and that will be Isra on Shabbos, Midoraisa, and therefore the rabbi said, we're not going to start doing that on Shabbos, lest people come through the Isra Doraisa. So therefore the Mishnah is saying, if the rope vine was attached from before Shabbos, then everything's okay. If not, then you cannot use it on Shabbos, period. Issues of tying aside, which may not be a problem, because of the concern in Midrabanan, you'll come to cut the rope down to size and do a separate malach of makva patish and Shabbos.